Chapter 1, An Unexpected Guest. Our very first encounter with Miss Pirbright was unexpected and surprising, to say the very least. Earlier that week, she had been shopping in the town in which we live and had heard that piano lessons were available with a very nice lady at number 8 Royal Avenue. The loud, harsh sound of the intercom buzzer went, making me jump. "Miss Pirbright is here to discuss piano," she said. "It's quite early, I know," she said, "but I thought I might catch you before your first student comes. Luckily, we weren't still in bed." "I'll come down," I said. Miss Pirbright sounded rather grand and elderly and might need help. It's a steep climb up the 3 flights of stairs to our flat. I was glad I went downstairs. She had a few bags, including a very large one, overflowing with all sorts of things. I needn't have worried, though. She was as fit as a fiddle and nimbly went up the 3 flights of stairs. "Goodness me, goodness me," she said. "What a wonderful fish shop you have right next door. They stock my favourite smoked haddock." We didn't really like the smell of fish wafting up into our windows on a warm day, but Miss Peeby loved it. "Let me offer you a seat and perhaps a drink of something." "Oh, thank you, dear, thank you. A cup of Lapsang Souchong tea. No milk and brewed for 5 minutes. No more, no less," she said. "Oh," I said, "I'm sorry, I don't have that particular tea." "No matter, no matter, I have, and I have a very nice seed cake to accompany it." "Please do allow me to treat you. There is far too much in my bag." Miss Peeby, a little flustered, began to calm down, and we sat together for the first of many cups of tea and cake. After composing herself with her favourite tea and cake, Miss Peeby began to explain the reason for her visit. The intercom buzzer went again. I knew I had a piano lesson that morning with young Kitty, but she wasn't due for another hour. I picked up the handset, and yes, it was Kitty. "You're early, Kitty," I said. "Oh, please, can I come in? Mummy has already gone, and we thought my lesson was now." "Better come in, then," I said. Racing up the stairs, my most energetic student arrived. I explained to Miss Peeby that usually I play the piano for little Kitty to dance to. She's so excited, she can't possibly sit to play the piano when she first arrives. So there we all were. Miss Peeby drinking tea and dusting cake crumbs from her whiskers, me playing piano, and a very excited kitten dancing in her ballet leotard. Kitty always had a ballet class after her Saturday morning piano lesson. "Wonderful, wonderful," Miss Peeby exclaims as she claps her hands in delight. With such an appreciative audience, Kitty thoroughly enjoyed her dance. A little less energetic now, I let Kitty sit to do some warm-up piano exercises before her lesson. Up and down the scales went Kitty as I tried to listen to Miss Peeby's story. "Well, you see, my dear, for a long time I have been looking for..." Kitty interrupted. Poor Kitty's fingers were tired and she was hungry. Kitty loves cake and had been glancing in the direction of our refreshments for quite a while, so I sat her down with a glass of milk and a slice of cake. "Sorry, Miss Peeby, do go on. You were saying you had been looking for, was that for piano lessons?" "Well, yes," she said, "that was one of my lines of inquiry." Well then, before she could tell us any more, I'm sorry to say, she fell asleep with a big smile on her face. Kitty polished off another slice of the seed cake and we got on with her lesson. During Kitty's lesson, the clattering of little feet announced the arrival of Harry and our 4 children. They often go out whilst I'm teaching. After a run around in the park or walk down to the sea, they're able to go about quietly in our flat, well, for at least a while. Today that was not so easy. Their gasps of surprise and giggling behind their hands was understandable as they caught sight of Miss Peeby asleep in the chair. Luckily, their appetite for lunch was larger than their curiosity, and they all went into the kitchen.